Queensland's coal-fired power stations will operate for at least a decade longer than originally planned, as revealed in the Crisafulli government's long-awaited energy roadmap. On Friday, Queensland Treasurer and Energy Minister David Janetsky said the plan would see some state-owned coal assets run until at least 2046. Conservationists and energy analysts have criticised the government's energy plan, saying Queenslanders will now be stuck with expensive and unreliable energy while increasing damage to the climate. To hear more about the energy plan and the risk of keeping ageing power stations active for longer, I spoke to WWF Australia Senior Manager of Climate and Energy Policy, Ariane Wilkinson.
The Queensland government hasn't ruled out further extensions of coal-fired power stations into the future. It commits to bringing in new gas-fired power and actually a $1.6 billion fund to prop up the coal and bring in the gas. This is something that's of huge concern to WWF Australia. It's not in line with taking climate action. It's not in line with doing Queensland's part in reducing emissions to protect our lifestyle and our natural environment.
What are the costs and risks associated with keeping these ageing power stations in the system for longer?
We're basically planning on using the most expensive form of energy now. The jury's out, and renewables backed by storage are the cheapest form of energy. So investing in them is not only good for our energy prices, it actually puts Queensland on the front foot of the transition and brings in clean industries into the region. So by backing extending coal-fired power and backing in new gas, we've actually started putting Queensland in the complete wrong direction.
Presents a big risk for Queensland missing out on major clean energy investment while it's kind of still in the pipeline. What kind of opportunities could the state gain if it set clear coal closure dates?
Well, coal closure dates are the most important investment signal for our clean energy investors into new renewables, clean energy, not just, you know, wind and solar, but also clean industries in Queensland. So by leaving the coal closure dates both extended and really uncertain, they're essentially open indefinitely at the moment. There's a huge risk that we're going to see investment flight from Queensland, Queensland missing out to other states and Queensland missing out to other jurisdictions. It was discussed at the release of the energy plan that Queensland is one of the jurisdictions where investors really are excited because we have some of the best renewable resources in Australia, even in the world. And we really need a plan that doesn't see that investment pipeline start to step away looking at other opportunities. And this plan doesn't cut it. This plan is a real concern.
Can you explain how climate inaction or this hesitance to set clear coal closure dates will translate into higher costs for households?
Well, the higher cost comes about because, particularly because you're bringing gas in, which is one of the most expensive forms of energy. So if there's no transition plan, no clear certainty of bringing out the coal and replacing it with renewables backed by storage, you're actually going to see a more disrupted energy transition. In terms of prices, we know that maintaining coal and gas for longer is actually the worst thing you can do for energy prices. The best thing you can do is bring in renewables as fast as possible. And that's unfortunately been something that's been stepped away from by the Queensland government in this plan.
The government says it's balancing reliability and affordability by keeping coal and gas in the mix. What's your response to those who argue coal is still needed to keep electricity reliable and affordable in the short term?
I think if we're going to talk about reliability, the real problem is the coal-fired power stations. We've seen really concerning, you know, problems with the existing coal-fired power stations in Queensland. There's this argument that they're young, but they actually do run into problems. We've seen one of them essentially blow up. You know, they're expensive to keep going. And in really severe hot weather events, and we're going to see a lot more of those in Queensland as climate change impacts increase, that's when the coal-fired power stations become really unreliable.
What kind of energy plan would you and WWF like to see from the Crisafulli government that protects both the economy and the environment.
But what we need to see is a clear and credible plan that decarbonises the electricity system in Queensland, keeps the coal closure dates as they were by 2035, and does the heavy lifting that's needed in the energy sector to actually reach Queensland's emissions reduction targets of 75% below 2005 by 2035. The Chris Affoli government voted unanimously in favour of those climate targets. They brought them to the election. They've said they're not going to be changed. What we would say is, well, how are you going to meet those targets? Because they're crucially important in Queensland to do our part on acting on climate. They're crucially important to fulfil our commitment to the World Heritage Committee that Queensland will do its part to have 1.5 degree aligned climate targets to protect the Great Barrier Reef. That's a commitment that the Queensland government made. So how are we actually going to achieve that if we're keeping coal open and starting new gas? It doesn't add up. And it's really concerning that the energy plan has, the energy roadmap has been devised this way.
Ariane Wilkinson from WWF Australia there, ending that report.